I've had different brothers talk about customs and so forth. And I realized in America, we have customs sometimes. You know, I went to a funeral one time with Sister Nelson. And I didn't realize how the carnal people lay by funeral customs. Everybody's related to the dead sits on this side, and everybody's not related, just friends, you got to sit on this side. Now, the family, you sit up here in the special front seat because, you know, you're more grieving than everybody else, so you should be more comfortable than anybody else. And I thought, who's the guest? The Lord Jesus. He's the guest amongst us. But like I say, we learn how to deal with those things. You don't want to be awkward, but yet you still want to be led by the Lord. Amen? But sometimes I think we just need to trample all over America's customs too. But you know, they don't feel good. Sometimes don't taste good. But the Holy Ghost is going to work out for you good. Amen? Like I say, one of my first experiences as a Christian, after I got saved, I was visiting a church where they had a lady preacher. And they had a lady there that fell down after pushing a car down a snowbound lane. And she was just all stiff and sore, and she came up for prayer. I never had anything like that happen to me before in my life. It's never happened since. While I was praying, it was like low voltage electricity struck me here, and it went right down my hand into her. And I had a witness in myself that something happened. And she went, after we got through praying, she went back and sat down. She wasn't sitting down 2 seconds. She popped up and she said, "Thank God I'm healed." Right there. And I, like I said, I had a witness while I was praying, you know. But you know, the prophet taught us now, faith is not the substance of what you feel. It's okay to have sensation, emotion, things like that, to witness the truth and so forth. But faith is the substance. If you don't feel it, if you don't taste it, if you don't smell it, the Bible says based on, if you believe when you pray, ask and it'll be given. That's what the Word says. You know, we're living in an age where they try to teach emotionalization and sensation and so forth. You know, they try to teach doctors like tongues, initial evidence, the Holy Ghost and things like that. And yet we find out, you know, the prophet said the baptism of the Holy Ghost without any emotion or sensation at all is one of the mysteries of the last day. He talked about how that Mary, when she met the angel, and the angel told her, said, "Blessed art thou among women, you're highly favored, you know, that which is conceived in you is of the Holy Ghost," and all these things. She said, "How should these things be? Because I never knew a man." And he began to explain to her the Most High would overshadow her and so forth. And she, you know what she said? "Be it unto me according to your word." Hallelujah. She might not have been able to taste it or